This is Bird Note. Wind shaped the ancient pathways birds follow during their great journeys across the continents. And birds take advantage of windy ridges and other landforms that create thermals and updrafts to carry them on their way. But these same windy locations recommend themselves for wind power turbines. According to American Bird Conservancy, or ABC, wind power, a rapidly developing source of energy, can be an important part of the solution to climate change. However, wind farms can kill birds that collide with spinning turbines and associated structures. It's a tricky problem. On the one hand, a Department of Energy report calls for the U.S. to generate 20% of its electricity from wind by 2030. On the other, a U.S. Fish and Wildlife Service expert estimated in 2009 that almost 500,000 birds were killed by U.S. wind turbines. ABC has developed a web map showing more than 2,000 locations in the United States where birds will be vulnerable to wind energy development, places like the Rainwater Basin in Nebraska, where 500,000 birds pass through each migration. How to solve this conundrum? Careful sighting, intermittent operation during peak migration times, and rigorous monitoring are some of the ways we can benefit from wind power while lessening the damage to birds. To see ABC's BirdSmart wind guidelines, begin at our website, birdnote.org.